Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 73 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 12th is: describe a situation where you often find yourself looking in the rearview mirror, saying could have, should have, or would have. What are the benefits and possibilities of looking forward in this situation instead? When you encounter this situation today, think about a windshield rather than a rearview mirror, and remember the benefits of looking forward. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. On episode number 60, we talked about creating a fresh start, and we talked about checking the rearview mirror to learn lessons from the past. But we said we don't want to stare in the rearview mirror and dwell on the past, because then our eyes aren't on the road in front of us. And we talked about exactly what our challenge today asks us to do. And that's look forward through the windshield with a vision to the future. I've heard it said that there's a reason windshields are so much bigger than rearview mirrors. And there are two ideas I want you to think about when you're looking out of your windshield today. The first is that our vision needs to include something that's not out of sight, but it is slightly out of reach. Why? We need the tension of desiring something that we can't quite attain easily, because this causes us to take action and grow. So we need a vision that causes us to stretch and grow outside our comfort zone. Now, an important point I'd like to make here is that when I say this, I can almost guarantee that we all start automatically thinking about external destinations to fulfill the what and the where of our vision. And that's okay. Having a dream of doing something important with our life, or traveling or living in a certain area, can definitely ignite us to take action, which we need for growth. But I would like to mention that we can also have a dream that stretches the who of our vision. What do I mean by that? Well, let me share with you the first three things that come to mind for myself when I think about stretching myself to achieve the vision of who I want to be. Number one is to be more patient, especially with my family. Number two is to be more present. I want to give my full attention to the people in my life. And as I mentioned a few episodes back, I need to detach myself from the habit of looking at my phone so much. And number three is to not hold back from letting my light shine because of the fear of what other people think. So our first big idea is to have a vision and a desire of something that's not quite out of our sight, but it is out of our reach. And it's okay if that fulfills the what and where of our vision, but make sure it can also fulfill the who of our vision as well. And the second big idea is we need to think freely. I've mentioned before the idea of thinking gray, which I learned from Stephen Sample in his book, The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership. And he also talks about the idea of thinking freely. This means breaking free from the barriers of conventional thinking, and even thinking of some things that are pretty outrageous. Why? Because our mind gets in the rut of thinking about the same things, and it won't let us break free because it's much easier to stay in the path that is already worn. Surely we've all had the experience where we come up with a new idea, or someone makes a suggestion to us and we think, "This is so obvious. Why didn't I think of it before?" Sometimes we need to shake things up. We need to get out of our old patterns of thinking. And in order to do that, we need to help our mind break free from those ruts by considering points of view or ideas that just aren't outside the box, but they almost make no sense at all. Now, this doesn't mean that we have to actually take hold of these ideas and act on them. But the exercise of breaking free from conventional thinking has helped creators and inventors produce new ideas and new products throughout history. And as we look through the windshield of our life, if we want to live a life that reaches our full potential, we need to have a vision that allows us to think freely. So how about you? Do you look in your rearview mirror saying could have, should have, would have? What are the benefits and possibilities of looking forward through the windshield of your life? And as you look through your windshield today, remember two things. Number one is remember to have a vision of something that's out of reach but not out of sight. And make sure that includes the who of our vision as well as the what and the where of our vision. And number two is to think freely so we can break free from the ruts of conventional thinking and explore the limits of our potential. As always, thanks for joining us on the 1% Leadership Podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes or your listening platform. Leave a rating and review if you're so inclined. And check out our website at www.johnbarthbooks.com. That's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com. For more information on the 12 fundamentals of success and how you can use them to write your own story and increase your impact on students by creating a better version of you every day.